This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from the Virginia Arts Festival. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. And now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Kristen and Tad. Soon, Jonathan Colton, still under the curse we placed on him 5 years ago, will play another music parody game. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Kristen, if you could put a spell on anyone, what kind of spell would you cast?
I would cast it on myself to give myself the power of telekinesis. Oh. I'd be laying on the couch and just like will that bottle of wine to come to me.
You can work on that in real life. That's like what I love about that kind of spell.
It's practical magic.
It's very practical, man. Practical household magic. Tad, if you could cast a spell, what kind of spell would you cast?
I would love to be able to generate a cone of silence. But between my wife and my daughter, I am probably saying more words to you than I will say at my house in an entire year.
What I love about the two of you, you didn't know that you'd be paired together. We didn't know that we were getting you, but I feel like what we are giving you tonight is not only a fun night of trivia, but just an escape from your lives. So we've got a music parody called Which Witch is Which? Well, Jonathan Colton, Which Witch is Which?
Well, all of them. We took songs with the word magic in the title, and we rewrote them to be about famous fictional witches. So buzz in to name the witch I'm talking about, and if you're correct, you can earn a bonus point by naming the song that I am parodying. Whoops, I just killed her sister. My house just dropped from a twister. Though I wish it had missed her, she wants those ruby slippers from me. Weird flying monkey's a sister. I hope this pail of water sets me free. Kristen.
The song is Black Magic Woman, and it's The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I did those in the wrong order.
You did, but you got them both right, so it didn't matter. Here we go.
From the mind of Miyazaki, it's the story of a girl who's just 13. To complete a witch's training, needs to leave her hometown for a brand new scene.
Kristen? It's somebody's delivery service.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's the somebody part that we need.
I know. Kiki's are...
Kiki's delivery service,
yeah,
is correct.
That's correct. Wow.
That felt like a miracle. Okay.
You're really working hard.
I am.
And do you know the name of the song?
Every Little Thing She Does is Magic.
That's right, by The Police.
Oh, King Arthur, I hate you so much. It makes me cuss to steal your sword and your throne to just me. There is no us. Learn from Merlin how to make me strong. You'll be superfluous. Mordred says that I can't be wrong.
Tad.
Morgan Le Fay.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't know the
song. Do you know the song?
No.
That was The Magic Bus by The Who.
It was very impressive that you got the answer. Let's just
yeah.
let's not
yeah,
diminish
no, I don't mean
that.
To take away.
Let's not diminish that.
It's kind of a letdown to
I'm
not get the bonus
okay.
point. Yeah,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
She likes a feast. Turns her guests into wild beasts. In the Odyssey, she turned men to swine. Had them drink enchanted wine. Hermes helped out. Kept Odysseus from growing a snout.
Tad.
Circe?
Circe is right. And do you know the song?
No. Sorry, no.
You don't have to apologize. That's okay. That was Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. Maybe it's my fault, Tad.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Wow.
Thanks for not saying anything. Here's your next one.
My husband, Darren, his love is oh so true. I pledge to act mortal. His boss has no clue. But then Andorra, my mother, that's her name, she stirs up some trouble too, and leaves me with the blame. Kristen?
It's Samantha from Bewitched.
Yeah, that's right. Samantha, you got it. And can you name the song?
You betcha.
Yeah.
This Magic Moment.
Yeah, you got it. That's right. See, Tad?
Tad, you just gave like the sitcom ending that Darren did every single episode of Bewitched. Just shrugged shoulders like,
me?
I don't know.
The beleaguered husband shrug. I've
That's
mastered.
Right.
That's right.
This is your last clue.
You may have seen me on the page in Archie Comics' Golden Age, a long-running series, part of TGIF. I live at home with my two aunts, a talking cat who jokes and rants. It went 7 seasons, starring Melissa Joan Hart.
Kristen.
Sabrina. Oh,
I'm sorry, it was Tad.
Sabrina. The Teenage Witch.
Yeah, that's right. He knew it.
And Hart's Magic Men.
Yeah, that's correct. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Kristen. You've tied it up 1 game apiece. So it's time for a quick game 3. I'll give you a category. You'll go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Your category. Name the first 10 letters in the Greek alphabet. We'll take the ancient or modern pronunciations. Tad, you're first.
Alpha.
Correct. Kristen.
Beta.
Good guess. Correct.
Gamma.
Correct.
Delta.
Correct. You guys are in fraternities?
Epsilon.
Correct. Wow. Kristen.
Phi.
Sorry, Kristen, that isn't one of the first 10 letters of the Greek alphabet. The remaining letters were zeta, eta, theta, iota, and kappa. So, Kristen, I'm sorry to say you have to go. Tad, congratulations, you're headed to the final round.